Okay, Dave, started deep in the field next to your competitor, Mr. Sitterly. You guys kind of danced through the field. That was kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, it was a good race. Good race tonight. We were a little too tight. Fought tightness with this car the last couple weeks, and I'm going to try to rework some stuff over the next few days and try to come back next week with a little bit better car. But it was a good race for the fans. Me and Otto diced through the field and got to the back of Champagne there and put on a good race, and it was good for the fans.
Obviously, you want to beat him anyway. You want to beat anybody. Knowing how fast his car is that part of the battle? The fact that I want to get to the front before he does because he's just as fast as me, if not faster.
Are we talking about Otto?
Yes.
A lot of it is dictated by the car you have. If you have a car that can go, you go. And if you don't, you run your race. And that's what I do every week. And, today I think we both had tight race cars. And, that's why you saw the battle we did. It wasn't us both blasting the front. It was us running our own races and happened to be around each other most of the night. So, yeah, all in all, it was a good points night for both of us.
50 laps would have been maybe a little bit different, at least maybe tighter.
Worse for me. I was getting tighter as the race went on, so 45 was mighty fine for me.
And the cautions tonight, I would think that they would help you, but then again, I don't know the cycles, how your tires cycled and such. It helped close the gap between you and the leader in the cautions.
Yeah, anytime you can bunch the field up, there's opportunity for passing. I don't really even remember how we passed on the restarts or whatever, but I think the best car won tonight, and hopefully we come back in a week and we can make it better.
You still racing from week to week, or are you just trying to set something up for Classic?
You're always trying to get better for Classic. I feel like we do a lot of that during the daytime. We try to work on our Classic setup. We need to get better. We're not peaking at the right time, and we got to keep working on it, and we'll do whatever we have to do to make it better.
And on that, end race lap pass by Mr. Sitterly there, was that something that you left the door open, or you think, he's not going to take a shot underneath there? Or did you get caught behind the 55? The 8.
I got caught by the 8, 55, whatever you call it. He was a little bit better than I was. I was holding him up most of the race, and I was just trying to make it hard on him to get around me. But, he had a run, and he got by the 8, and I was able to crisscrossing then get by the 8. So, we, like I said, we both had similar cars tonight. I had probably a little bit tighter car than he did, but it was a good race for the fans for sure.
Finally, we had to thank for your, where'd you finish, third, fourth?
Third, Jim Paternoster, John Nicotra, Futuring Media, all the farmers that help out on this car, my girlfriend Katrina, anybody in the entire crew that makes this happen. I couldn't do it without them.
Congratulations on your Sandusky run.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.